Welcome to Spilly on the Rocks. Rocky's getting set up for a doubleheader. What day is it today? I'm not even home. Got a fake background. Thursday, the 24th. It's crazy to think, they're right now. We've been about 3 weeks into the season, and not complaining or anything. But I've been on the road for like 18 of those games. Rockies right now are 4-18, so 22 games that they played. They're going to play two today. Some news yesterday. Breton Doyle's is back. I mentioned he was dealing with a sore quad and then had to go on the bereavement list. Personal issue with him and his family. I'm not going to share what it is, but when it comes to Breton Doyle, obviously really nice to see him back. He is really important. Leads Rockies in RBIs and is a leadoff hitter, and they have struggled offensively all year. But they've been even worse without Breton Doyle. And it was crazy too. Like the game on Tuesday, Rockies almost had a chance to win it. Like they really did. They were down 2-0, ninth inning, two outs, nobody on, and they ended up taking the lead. They ended up taking the lead, and then of course they end up losing late. Like again, I'm always looking for a silver lining. I'm also going to call out the things that have been bad. Silver lining, Rockies bullpen, really good. I think they've been fourth in the league when it comes to ERA in the last 10 games, so they've been pitching really well. Ryan Feltner is getting better. I keep telling you, he's got like big league stuff that matches what the rest of the league is doing. So he's throwing this high fastball, high rail fastball. He's throwing a little two seamer off of that, which I really love. And the changeup's been great. It's like a top five whiff pitch, especially from changeup. So that should play. That should play. The Rockies did send down Zach Veen. I was hoping he'd get a little bit more runway. They decided to keep Jordan Beck. Obviously, Nick Martini's still here, so you got the veteran taking at bats, but that's okay. I agree. I mean, in a way, I kind of agree. Zach Veen, the game was speeding up on him. We saw in Chicago this young rookie, Matt Shaw. The game was speeding up on him too, so they sent him down. So I'm not opposed to it. I still want him to learn. I think there's a skill set there, and it'll eventually come out. I mean, eventually it's going to come out of him at some point. Here's something. I'm going to try to screen share. I think it's been working sometimes. Sometimes it doesn't. But here's something I've been talking about when it comes to some of the Rockies hitters, and it's called, I like to say gear down. So like a two strike approach, or early in the count, you want to get the head out, bat head out, you want to hit for some slug. What's crazy about it too, and like players understand, slug, increasing your slugging percentage means you got to get the ball in the air on the pull side, traditionally. Traditionally, some guys, if you're Aaron Judge, you can drive the ball opposite field and you can hit for slug. I hit for slug opposite field. I wasn't a pull hitter. So my pull in the air would be an off-speed pitch. That's where I would hit it. But my bat speed, I think my bat speed was I don't know, was big league bat speed. Like the faster you swing the bat, the league knows the faster you swing the bat, the less contact you make. And the slower you swing the bat, the more contact you make, but with less slug. Okay? Seems pretty simple. You swing hard, you hit the ball, it goes far. You swing soft, make tons of contact, you hit it kind of slow. So check this out. And here's something that I think is kind of fun. Do it like this. All right, so the Rockies. And when I talk about just making sure we're understanding what's going on here, especially when it comes to guys swinging and everything, is in the case of like Hunter Goodman is right in this space where the bottom line is average bat speed. This is on Baseball Savant, average bat speed. So the harder you swing, the faster your bat. Here's Junior Caminero, has crazy bat speed. But he's only squaring up about 20% of the balls. So you don't want to be in this nugget. 10 to 15% is squared up. That's not good. 15 to 20, that's still really low. The good hitters are in between here, 25 and 30%. And if you get above that, now we're talking. Luis Arraez, of course, slowest bat speed in baseball, highest squared up percentage. Good hitter. Jacob Wilson, we saw this guy's near top of American League in hits. Slow bat speed, tons of squaring it up. Stephen Kwan, would you get it? I mean, all these things make sense, right? Like, these are batting average guys, slower bat speed. You get it into this section. Jordan Walker's basically been sent down. Here's Matt Wallner. He swings really hard. If he squares it up, it's crushed. He's actually doing pretty good. Luis Robert's been terrible again. Christopher Morel. But here's Hunter Goodman, Kyle Stowers, Luke Rayleigh, Christian Walker, Riley Green. There's some guys that are pretty, household names. Andy Páez, Max Muncy, that makes sense, right? These guys aren't like making tons of contact. But here's Hunter Goodman, who has been at times the Rockies' best hitter. And in the case of Hunter, like, this is pretty elite, but the squared up percentage at 15% is just not good enough. You have to get higher and higher. And so with Clint Hurdle taking over, and I know like a bunch of these guys are starting to work on finding themselves in their swings. It's one thing to notice is like it's not just overall talent. It's effort level. Effort level, because bat speed is dictated by how hard you're trying to swing the bat. So the guys that are high contact rate guys, they'll tell you they're not swinging 100%. They are not swinging 100%. Some of the guys that you saw on those lists near the top, those guys are swinging 100%. So another quick adjustment that they need to make, and we'll see. But a doubleheader in Kansas City today. I think I had a list of favorite rain songs that I put for everybody on not on Twitter. Maybe I'm gonna do let's see, where is it? I did a rainy day list of music yesterday, and I picked, let's see, what I did Creedence Clearwater Revival. I did a bunch of different songs. I did obviously Purple Rain, Prince. I did Adele. Set Fire to the Rain. What else? I didn't pick Milli Vanilli. I didn't do the Weather Sisters, but I was just messing around trying to come up with like a top five rain songs during a rain delay. And yeah, so doubleheader, Kansas City, had some barbecue. Jack Stacks is the place I went. It's good. Burnt, I don't know, anywhere burnt tips. I like a place called Rolling Smoke, Colorado, Stanley Marketplace. They're good. Anyways, I will be back at it. You can tweet me at SpillyGoat19. Make sure you check out the guys at Mile High Sports. And yeah, hopefully the Rockies split a doubleheader. I'll take a split, just not a sweep. And or unless they're sweeping the Royals. Unless they're sweeping the Royals. And then that's fine.